They entered the shadows, seeking a missing child. Torin swallowed, clutched the hilt of his sword, and gazed around with darting eyes. The trees still grew densely here, mossy oaks with trunks like melting candles, pines heavy with needles and cones, and birches with peeling white bark. Yet this was not the forest Torin had always known. The light was wrong, a strange ochre that bronzed the trees and kindled floating pollen. The shadows were long, too, and the sun hung low in the sky, hiding behind branches like a shy maiden peering between her window shutters. Torin had never seen the sunshine from anywhere but overhead, and this place sent cold sweat trickling down his back. "This is wrong," he said. "Why would she come this far?" Bailey walked at his side, holding her bow, her quiver of arrows slung across her back. Her two braids, normally a bright gold, seemed eerily metallic in this place. The dusk glimmered against her breastplate, not the shine they knew from home, but a glow like candles in a dungeon. "I don't know," she said. "Yana has been strange since her parents died in the plague. Maybe she thought it would be an adventure." Despite himself, Torin shivered. An adventure? In the dusk? In this cursed place no sensible person should ever enter? Bailey raised an eyebrow and smiled. "Why not? Aren't you feeling adventurous now?" "No." He shook his head vehemently. "Adventure means sneaking out to old Garen's farm to steal beets, mixing rye with ale, or climbing the old maple tree in the village square." He looked around at the shadowy forest, and his hand felt clammy around his hilt. "Not this place. Not the dusk.